You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning to all listeners in and around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. My name is Aiden Keller, and I am the Nicotine Prevention and Cessation Counselor at YKHC. And I want to welcome you to today's Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday broadcast, recorded at KYUK's headquarters in Bethel, Alaska. Today we'll be discussing a smoke-free event that will be taking place later this month, as well as second and third-hand smoke. But before we do, I want to thank Ray Peterson for being our guest today.
Thank you, Aiden, and thank you for the introduction. As our listeners may know, my name is Ray Peterson, and I have lived here in Bethel for all my life, and I work over at the YKHC Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. I've been there since 2015, and I am here to talk a little bit about some events that we have coming up throughout our later this month. So, yeah. Thank
you. No, thank you, Ray. What can you tell us about this upcoming smoke-free event?
The upcoming smoke-free event is the Spawn of the Dead Bethel Zombie Run. It will be occurring on
just a technical difficulty. Hold on just a second. Okay, we're good, Ray. What was that again?
All right. On September 21st, the YKHC Diabetes Prevention and Control Department is hosting the 6th annual Spawn of the Dead Zombie Run. The doors are going to be opening at 12 p.m. at the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center. And it's going to be a 5K run that goes throughout the city sub area. We have several zombie zones in some locations. I just want to shout out that we are limited on the number of zombie slots that are available. So please contact the diabetes department at 543-6133 in case you want to sign up as a zombie. Otherwise, if you just want to participate as a runner, we have two different designations there. As a survivor, which is where you run through the course wearing like these flag belts that signify your life. And the other one, we have safety vests, so that way the zombies in our zombie zones know not to attack you. So you can sign up day of to participate, but for zombies, we do need you to sign up prior to that. Again, you could contact the diabetes department at 543-6133. You could also email us at diabetes_program@ykhc.org. So doors open at 12. The run starts at 1. And the event ends by...
Oh, they couldn't hear me? All right. And the event ends at 3.
Great. And last year, we worked with you to make it a tobacco-free event, correct?
Yes. We did have the Tobacco Prevention Department show up and provide some activities in, for the smoke-free event. So... a lot of what this event is geared towards is increasing, you know, the health and wellness of the people in their surrounding areas if they want to come and participate, but also in Bethel. One of the messages is when people are going to the grocery store, you know, and they're trying you just kind of go into a mindless, maybe going through the aisles, kind of mindlessly just picking out random things. If you don't necessarily know how to stretch your dollars, you end up picking up a lot of foods that may be heavily processed and otherwise unhealthy for you. I brought in an infographic here for what you can buy for $30, and one of the sides is frozen pizza, a bag of chips, and some soda, you know, which is something that I see in quite a few carts going to the stores here in Bethel, and that can add up to about $30. Other on the other side of it, if you're going through and having a little bit more awareness of the things that you're purchasing, you can buy a meal that can last you several days. You can get some carrots, broccoli, kale with an onion, brown rice, diced tomatoes, and some other ingredients there, and come out to the same cost, but you're able to get so much more out of that. And leading into that, I also want to say that YKHC's Diabetes Prevention Control Department is partnering with the Myers Farm here in Bethel. And we are offering free shipping for a Myers Farm produce box, which can be found at, you can order it online at myersfarm.net. And this is available to all the communities in the YK Delta. Each box costs about $15, and you get either between 18 to 25 pounds of fresh produce delivered to your community. So you don't have to worry about shipping. The Diabetes Department covers that. And that fresh produce goes a long way, especially if you're getting almost 25 pounds of it. It can last you a week, week and a half, and there are all those meals. So the thing with this, a lot of the people here in our YK Delta do a lot of subsistence, so you don't necessarily have to go out and buy meat or anything to add to, like, let's say, a soup or a stew.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people already have some moose or fish in the freezer. So that's one thing that this $30 doesn't account for, because if you want to go buy steak or something, that's going to be an additional $12 to $15.
Mm-hmm. So, now, yeah. Now back to the zombie run. You were saying that the, you know, it's sort of themed where the zombies are chasing the runners. Do people dress up?
We do have several people dress up, come in costume. The zombies are usually in costume, a little goried up, but that's, you know, to be expected with zombies. We have had people come in dressed as in hazmat suits. They're from the CDC. They weren't actually from the CDC.
Yeah, sure.
Dressed up as it. And, yeah, they're doing the run as scientists or something, trying to determine the outbreak of the zombie apocalypse here in Bethel. So that one is a lot of fun. So we do encourage that people, you know, come in costume. We just ask that your costume doesn't include any weapons of any kind. And it has to be, you know, somewhat tasteful. we don't want anyone showing up in, because this is a family event.
You know, absolutely.
Not showing a lot of skin or anything like that. So, yeah, costumes are encouraged, but again, tasteful and no weapons, even if they're fake.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because our department wants to kind of get on that fun aspect of it as well. And continue with our educational outreach. We plan to dress up as the Smoke Busters. So very similar to the Ghostbusters. But instead of ghosts, clearly our department's aim is to remove smoke and tobacco usage from the YK Delta.
Yeah, so how are you going to be, like, what is the costume going to consist of, and how are you going to...
So we'll have, like, jumpsuits,
okay,
like they do in the movies. We're going to have vacuums on to make it look like we're sucking up the smoke. And we're going to present information regarding the health issues that arise from smoking. So there's three kinds of effects that have been highly researched and documented regarding smoking. I'm not focusing on the smoke that's inhaled into the person who intends to smoke. Instead, I want to focus on everybody else, so the effects that everyone else is having. It's called secondhand smoke to begin with, and that's a mixture of that exhaled smoke and other substances leaving the smoldering end of the cigarette that enters the atmosphere and can be inhaled by others. Third-hand smoke is the toxic remnants on the surface of any area where secondhand smoke has been, and thus contaminated. So even though you may not see any smoke ray, there's still something that's left behind.
Right, so that's the residue or the that stale cigarette smell or stale tobacco smell that could be in somebody's car or if somebody's been smoking recently, as in like 10, 15 minutes at the entrance of a building and you walk out, you could still catch remnants of that, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Even if the smell dissipates, the remnants are still around. And that secondhand smoke contains more than 7,000 chemicals, hundreds of which are toxic. About 70 have been proven to cause cancer. So there's really no risk-free level of secondhand smoke exposure. Even brief exposure can be harmful to health of an individual. For example, some brief health issues. The overall risk of cancer increases, as well as specifically the risk of lung, breast, pancreatic, cervical, and bladder cancer. The circulatory system is affected in that an individual has a higher risk of heart disease, an increased risk of stroke, lung problems such as higher risk of asthma or worsening asthma, as well as COPD, cognitive impairment and dementia, mental health issues such as increased risk of depression, skin conditions such as a higher risk for dermatitis, and an overall increased risk of death. In fact, the World Health Organization states that secondhand smoke causes about 900,000 deaths a year. So that's 900,000 people that aren't, you know, purposely smoking, lighting up that cigarette. These are people that are dying because of the secondhand smoke.
It's kind of bonkers that, you know, that it's so prevalent, and especially out here in the YK Delta, there's a lot of tobacco use, both smokeless and smoking. I just, as a member of the diabetes department, I also want to share that smoking increases your risk of developing diabetes, or just using tobacco in any form increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And as Alaskan natives, we have a higher chance of developing diabetes to begin with. So a lot of the things that you were saying earlier, the increased risk of stroke, the increased risk of heart disease, all that is increased when you throw diabetes into the mix. And I wonder if there's some information out there regarding the secondhand smoke and diabetes. Does it increase it in individuals, or does it have an impact on the insulin resistance from the secondhand smoke? But all this talking about secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke, I'm wondering, does it affect people or women when they're pregnant? Like, does that have any effect on the fetus or the child while they're developing in the womb?
Oh, absolutely, Ray. So to begin with, tobacco usage can cause low birth weight, premature birth, miscarriage, as well as stillbirth, and congenital malformations. After birth, the children are still very susceptible to that secondhand and third-hand smoke. Their risk for SIDS increase, as does the risk for asthma, lung infections, and slowed lung growth. Increase in tooth decay, middle ear infections, learning difficulties, developmental delays, executive function problems, and neurobehavioral effects.
So, Those are a lot of risks, and you mentioned that there's third-hand smoke, so is that that's the residue left over, like, after secondhand smoke, and then it's the residue left in the vicinity that the person was smoking. How long does that linger, and what are some of the other effects of that?
So a recent study was done, actually, conducted, involving mice. These mice were exposed to levels equal to that found in a smoker's home, and the damage was recorded as far as 6 months after the smoke had dissipated. So you couldn't see the smoke in their environment. Another study was done that looked at how long the third-hand smoke stayed in fabrics over a time span of 72 hours and after washing it. Those results found that cleaning was an effective way to reduce the residue, but not 100% remove it. So, as far as 6 months, the smoke had dissipated, but the the third-hand smoke was still there, so the remnants were still affecting the mice. And then, even after washing it, it didn't 100% remove it. Most smokers believe that they can circumvent this by ensuring ventilation, having your car window down, having a window open, having a fan or something that's sucking up the visible smoke. But another study was conducted proved that regardless of the ventilation, the remnants still remain. So these remnants are exposed to humans through inhalation, skin contact, or by ingesting it. Younger children are more susceptible due to the fact that they are more likely to put their hands in their mouth or be placed near a smoker with the toxic remnants on their skin or clothes. You know, going to hug grandma or seeing anybody, you're in a room, it's around the child. They're going to put maybe something that's been in the room where the smoker has been, a toy, a ball, something, a book, TV, remote, phone, and they're going to gnaw on it like babies tend to do. They've now ingested all those toxic chemicals. Infants are also known to crawl around on the floor, eat with their hands without washing them first. They're babies. They tend not to stand and go to the bathroom, wash their hands. So they're ingesting the toxins. A recent reclassification between secondhand and third-hand smoke has taken place. And the people who conducted this are estimating that anywhere from 5 to 60% of those secondhand-related harm that I talked about earlier is actually being caused by third-hand smoke. So what most people believed was when the smoke is just in the air, a lot of that damage from the toxic chemicals they're finding out is actually staying around a much longer period of time, and that's what's causing a lot of the damage now, up to 60%.
Right. So now I'm just thinking, like, when somebody's taking a drag off a cigarette,
mm-hmm.
that the chemicals from, you know, them breathing it out, the chemicals from the cigarette is leaching into their hands, and now they're, you know, picking up their niece, nephew, or, you know, their own child. And even if they're not actively smoking in the house or anywhere near this child, it could still be having an effect on their loved ones.
Sure. You know, not many smokers are going to remove themselves from a situation. They're not going to completely change every single clothing they had, wash their hair, their skin, after taking that one or two drags outside, and then reintroduce themselves to the family unit. That's highly unlikely. So the percentage that someone is going to go out, smoke, come back in, is more likely, like you're saying. Yes, Ray.
Okay. So, if somebody is looking to learn to or get help for quitting tobacco or getting some assistance, what are some available resources out there?
So, YKHC's Nicotine Dependence and Treatment Program offers free cessation counseling services to anyone that is 12 years and older. We have not yet moved into the new building. Anyone can still find us right next to the old pharmacy and the old wing of the hospital. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. As a certified treatment counselor, I myself can help you develop a personalized quit plan based on your current nicotine use. Generally, this involves setting a quit day, checking in on that quit day, following up multiple times for 1 year from that quit date, so 52 weeks. We also offer free nicotine replacement therapy, which we call NRT. This can be the gum, the patches, lozenges. We also work with your physician to prescribe non-nicotine replacement therapy medications, such as Chantix, Wellbutrin, or Zyban. However, I do want to let listeners know, we have seen Juul and vape in the YK Delta. We do not offer Juul or vape as a way to quit using nicotine because these products have not been proven to help quit. They contain nicotine salts, which is a highly concentrated form of the nicotine. And so what most people are doing with these, they think, I've quit chewing, I've quit smoking, whatever it may be that you were previously using. Instead, you've replaced one habit with the same habit in a new form. The marketing for it is incredible in that they really try to sell it as this will help you stop smoking, which I'm using air quotes here so you guys can't see me on the radio, but technically you have stopped smoking, but you're getting that nicotine in a more highly concentrated form. If you don't have time to talk to us over the phone, you can also text QUIT NOW to 1-907-891-1740 to access our free program created by YKHC that offers daily tips and advice. It is also confidential. The enrollee never has to talk to a real person, give away identifying information. This is helpful for someone who is about to have a slip-up, use nicotine, or maybe it's during the hours that we're not open. So they can text the word HELP and immediately receive support 24/7.
Nice. So is there someone actively texting them back during that time?
We have daily tips and advice. So if someone actually wanted to speak with someone but maybe they felt uncomfortable, Bethel is a small community, and the YK Delta, many people know a lot of people in the Delta. So there's actually the Alaska Quit Line if they want to speak to somebody, but maybe not in our department or here in the Delta itself. So it's another free option available to all Alaskans and offers access to telephone, web, as well as that text-based support I was talking about to any individual that wants to quit. You can call as often as you like and are eligible to receive 4 proactive support calls from a quit coach. So somebody within the Alaskan Quit Line program. They also offer free nicotine replacement therapy to all Alaskans who call and enroll in the program. The NRT is available even if you are uninsured or without coverage from your health plan. This program can be accessed by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That is 1-800-784-8669.
Nice. So, due to some of the technical difficulties earlier, I'd like to touch back on some of the go back and talk about some of the event that we're offering this month, the Zombie Run.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is occurring on September 21st at the YK Fitness Center and Pool. It's here in the city subdivision. We're going to be doing a 5K run, and we are in need of some zombies, but there are limited slots available. There is a Facebook ad on the on YKHC's Facebook page that our listeners can go to. There should be a sign-in link there. Just go in, put in your information, and we'll have your contact number, and we'll send you some tips and tricks for getting a good zombie costume. We are also offering on-site, like, touch-up zombie makeup and all that. So the doors open for the event at 12 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st. The run takes place at 1 p.m., and we're going to dole out the awards about 2:30 to 2:45. The entire event wraps up by about 3, and we have several vendors there, which Aiden and the Tobacco Prevention Department will be participating in. If you have any questions regarding the Zombie Run, you can give the diabetes department a call at 543-6133. You can also email us at diabetes_program@ykhc.org.
Now, I'm sorry. What were those awards you were talking about?
All right. For the awards, there are trophies. You know, first place, second place.
Oh, for the running.
For the runs, okay. Yes. No, not anyway.
I was hoping for the best costume.
Oh, we have done that in the past. Have not kept up with that.
Okay.
But who knows? Maybe we will make a certificate of some kind, just for our participating vendors, because we do encourage the vendors to make their what, you know, they're bringing to the event kind of zombie related. So yeah, that is occurring on September 21st at 12 p.m. Runners that want to just run through the zombie run, registration starts at 12. With the only online registration that we have is for the zombies, because we would need to get in contact with them before the run occurs.
Sure.
And people, if you don't want to get chased by zombies, we do offer different, like, colored vests, so the zombies would know not to chase after that person.
Zombie-free run.
Right. But if you still want to get that, like, excitement or seeing other people get chased by zombies as you're going through this 5K, this is definitely the thing for you.
Okay.
And even though it is called the zombie run, you do not have to run through it. You can walk, you can stroll. We just want people to come out and get active and do your best to survive the zombie apocalypse. The runners that want to be survivors will get a flag belt, so they don't. That's what the zombies try and take, and the zombie with the most flags at the end gets a trophy. And I think that they're fairly cool this year. I also want to plug that the diabetes department is partnering with Myers Farm, and listeners can go to myersfarm.net right now to purchase a 18 to 25 pound box of fresh produce that can be delivered to them for $15. All shipping costs is paid for by the diabetes department. And if you do not have internet access or data, you can reach out to your local clinic or local tribal office and ask them to visit that website for you, because on the website there is a printable form that you could fax to Myers Farm with your payment information, and you can get your box that way.
Thanks, Ray. We've discussed a lot in our short time. Unfortunately, it has come to an end. I want to thank Ray again for coming in today. More importantly, I want to thank all our listeners across the YK Delta, anyone else that might be tuning in farther away. Again, my name is Aiden Keller. I am the Nicotine Prevention and Cessation Counselor here at the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.